You are listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba. And once again, thank you for doing so. My name is Jeff. Steel Belted Radio is underway and will continue to roll along for quite some time, I think. Thanks for stopping in. If you do have requests, you just let me know. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is a great place to email me. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. Whatever you like. I love to hear from you. I love to know that people are listening to this madness. We do have some online listeners today. Thank you, online listeners. It is greatly appreciated to see you folks out there. I don't know how many people have their radios tuned in, but I can see when people are listening online, and that feels good. It feels good. Oh, there's one more. That's good. Thanks for joining us. I haven't come anywhere close to my top 10 albums of the year list, but I'm pretty sure that I've figured out the top 10 shows of the year, and I think I just put them in order too. I'll take another look at that. Holy cow, what is going on here? Crazy things are happening. But maybe we'll run down the official list. At least it'll be official until I change it, which I surely will. But I want to go through some of the contenders, some of the honorable mentions of the year. And I'll start off with this. I had the great fortune to go down south this year, as far south as I've ever been. Got to go to Atlanta, visit Kenny and Sheila. What a wonderful time that was. And then I spent some time in a place called Savannah, Georgia, which is just it's such a beautiful little town. If you've ever seen Forrest Gump, you've seen your way around Savannah, Georgia, or Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Those you go into every gift shop in Savannah, Georgia, and you can pick up a copy of those two movies, which is pretty funny. So I watched those while I was down there and then went around and found some of the sites. But anyways, not a lot of music for me in Savannah. There is a surprising amount of great live music. I almost went to see the Paul Thorne band, but I went on this really boring boat cruise instead, which turned out to be completely the wrong choice. And I was there for a good week, so I was pretty starved for entertainment after a while. On my very last night in Savannah, I decided to trek out and just check out a band and see what I thought. And holy cow, I just thought that they were pretty dynamite. They're from Nashville, and they're kind of a southern jammy kind of a band, but they put on what I thought was a hell of a great show at a place called Barrel House South in Savannah, Georgia. Something from their record that they were promoting at the time, What We're Made Of. This is a band called The Vagabonds on Steel Belted Radio. We'll be right back.
honey, just please. Oh, my love, take a second, just breathe. Oh, my love, never change and be good for me. Oh, my love, 'cause there's something out there I
kids, God bless them. They're stuck in a system. Since the crackhead mom got in some trouble with the law. I got a record for possession and a battle with depression. I've been deemed unfit by the state to even be their boss. It's been a little more hectic than I expected. I've been a little more stressed than I think I can express. It's been a little more. Demons on my time. I got no demons on my time. I got a more demons on my time than I got time for.
Yeah. This is James McMurtry, and I'm running for President of the United States, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
I got a cup of black coffee so I don't get lazy. I got a rattle in the dashboard driving me crazy. And if I hit it with a fist, it'll quit for a little while. Gonna have to stop and take a piss in another mile. Headed into town, gonna meet you at the mercantile. Take you to the sun, it gets you grinning like a crocodile. I got a hole in the floorboard sucking in fumes. I leave the hitchhiker standing cause I hadn't got room. Well, he looked kinda scary, so I didn't like him anyway. Could have been a con from the state prison runaway anyway. Probably hadn't showered in a couple days. No one but a fool would have given him the time of day. Yeah. Just listen close, I'll tell you how I feel. You need to know so I'll talk slow. Town, but I don't see a car parked anywhere around. And I'm smoking in the town like a Molotov cocktail. Rag in the gas cap, flapping loose, never fail. Cell phones down cause he didn't get the checker mail. How am I gonna find you now? Got a blade in your pocket and a rag in your belt loop. Guys is hovering around the bar like gulls on the ocean. At the end of your shift, just in case you got the notion, watch you washing all the glassware and poetry in motion. I'd have roped the moon for you. How am I gonna find you now? Pressure pill with a Red Bull. Hit the city limit sign and I'm blind and I'm seeing red. Unirail tire on the right rear, throwing trash. Y'all see the x-rated scene running in my head, big as a baby's arm. How am I gonna find you now? How am I gonna find you now?
Turns out I was too busy eating candy and trying to figure out whether the website could work or not to execute on my next song. But that allows me to take a break, whether I wanted it or not, to tell you that was James McMurtry, who on October the 4th put on one hell of a great show at the Park Theater along with Scott Nolan this year. I know some of you were there and some of you were not. Should have been there. Should have been there. It was pretty swell. Before that, I don't even know. The website's broken, so I don't know if anybody's actually listening. So if you can still listen and you want to let me know that, I'd feel better. Because things are broken. Before that, I think, I'm pretty sure. We probably heard Jim Bryson before that with the Depression Dance from Somewhere We Will Find Our Place, a strong contender for the top 10 albums of the year list, but also a strong contender for the top 10 shows of the year list. Jim Bryson played in my living room this year, along with my good friend Blair Hogan. And that, in and of itself, is pretty amazing. But it was also a really fun show. I know that the reviews were mixed on the show. Boy, oh boy. Nothing but trouble today. The reviews were mixed. Some people thought that Jim talked too much and was being a bit too goofy. Jim, he's got some anxiety. He's a bit of a nervous sort of fella. And when he gets nervous, he talks a lot, much like myself. And he must have been nervous at my house. You know, playing for me is obviously a pretty big deal. So I think Jim was a little nervous because he talked a lot. But I personally thought it was hilarious. Could I have used a few more songs and a bit less of the hilarity? Yes, I could have. But the songs that we heard and the times that we had were pretty special and pretty swell indeed. But not good enough to land on the top 10 gigs of the year list, believe it or not. Pretty special, though. We heard in there Jackson Haldane, title track to his new record, Hectic. And Jackson Haldane did a CD release show, two of them actually, on August the 26th of The Times Changed, along with Scott Cook. And the opportunity to see those two gentlemen is always special. But it was just, it was a great band. It was a great night. It was just a ton of fun. And Jackson's new record is so great. And I just had a wonderful time. It was nice. It was real nice having Georgina back in town for those shows. I thought that made it pretty special as well. We had some fun down there. So, that was that. But still, not officially in the top 10 gigs of the year list. We also heard in there Del Barber, Lights Go Out, from his Puck Drops Here record, which is a pretty fun record. Still reviewing the tapes to see whether that one goes on the top 10 of the year list. It would be weird for a Del Barber record not to make my top 10 of the year list. So we'll have to see. But one thing I can tell you, he put on a hell of a show February 13th, day before Valentine's Day, at Festival de Voyageur, along with Sweet Alibi. What a double bill that was. Sweet Alibi and Del Barber. It was essentially free once you got into the thing, and it was just, it was so great. It was fun having my family there, being inside the tent. You know, we had a good day outside at the festival. And then got to see Del's big show. And the highlight for me, Del Barber ran out of his usual guitar players and had to enlist the services of Damon Mitchell. Del Barber and Damon Mitchell live on stage. I was like, how could that not make my top 10 of the year list? I might have to redo the list. I don't know. It just seems unfair. It's so good. Maybe because it wasn't that long, I don't think. I don't know. I don't know what my reason is. And we also heard in the Vagabonds from Nashville. I got to see them, and I was feeling a little lonely, a little starved for entertainment in Savannah, Georgia. Really, I'd spent way too many nights indoors watching Netflix, watched a lot of Daredevil, as I recall, and a bunch of movies. And then I finally went out to a club and had a hell of a time seeing the Vagabonds. We heard something from them as well in that set. You are listening to Steel Belted Radio. It is I like to call it a roots rock show. It's country, folk, blues, rock, whatever we feel like, all mixed together. But it's all the good stuff. We feature all the good stuff. Okay. Should I play that? No, I'll just skip that. I'll tell you that the other two big contenders for the top 10 shows of the year list. November 5th, John K. Sampson CD release party at the West End Cultural Center. It was pretty much perfect as far as, you know, shows go. It had a lot of the favorites It had a lot of great new songs, a great new band, a really solid, you know, it was basically the Weaker Thans plus Ashley Au, who's phenomenal. And at a good spot, people weren't super annoying. Lots of people I knew there. It was just, it was a really, really, really good time. But for some reason, it just, it didn't crack the list. But you know what did? And you know what's funny about my top 10 gigs of the year list? And you're saying, what, Jeff? What's funny about it? And I'll tell you. It's funny because almost none of them are local shows. Like, there's, out of 10 of my favorite shows of the year, three of them happened in Winnipeg. Is it three or two? One, two. Yeah, three of them happened in Winnipeg. Three out of the 10 happened in Winnipeg. I had an amazing year full of travel and good times. And, man, I should really cue up a song. Good thing nobody's listening, eh? Had a great time getting out to some festivals and seeing some sights and having a good time. And, well, one of them, you know, this summer could have been the worst summer of my life. It was the first year in 23 years since 1993 that I have not gone to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and I may never go again. And at the outset, that seemed heartbreaking and just wrong, but it worked out so great because I finally had the opportunity. I'd always been curious about the Mariposa Folk Festival in Orillia, Ontario, a legendary festival. It's moved around a few times, and it gained quite a legend when it was held in Toronto, on Toronto Island. And it's since moved back to Orillia, so it's a little smaller, a little less extraordinary, I guess. But I finally went down there to check it out, and I can tell you, it is just, it's a wonderful little festival, not big at all, and just a really, really, really fun time. They had a great lineup this year. No huge stars on the bill. I got within about the 15 feet of Gordon Lightfoot, which was pretty cool. But not a lot of stars, but still some things that really blew me away. Seeing Mary Gaucher again, was great. Seeing her alongside, Gretchen Peters and that other lady who's in their trio, Gretchen Peters, Mary Gaucher, Eliza Gilkison, was pretty special. But my highlight of the festival was this guy right here from Toronto. And the funny thing is, I knew of this guy. I knew of his music. I'd been listening to it for a while. But seeing him live, just it was like a light came down from heaven, shone upon me, and said, "Look what you've been missing." And I finally was knocked head over heels in love with a guy named John Brooks, who's.
Handguns, I got shotguns, I got a Mohawk friend doing cross-border and back runs. You need a gap man, a new a used one. Tell me what you need and be my VIP. I got scare GPs, SSGs, I got a TKB all the way from the Aero C. AKs, MKs, the Anaconda's okay. Hard to conceal, but it'll take down a grizzly. I'm doing this forever, I'll do it tomorrow. Supply and demand in Sodom and Gomorrah. Never mind Al Qaeda, in this you can trust. We're shooting at each other twice as much as them at us, yeah. I am the is and the dark what. I am the what and the lone the is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is and the what and it is what it is. I'm the is and the what and it is what it is. I got Glock 9s, carbine, Smith & Wesson, all kinds. SD40s coated in a black melanite 38s. Whatever the cops carry, the Diamondback Steve McQueen had in 68. A Filipina Rouge like Governor Perry. A mile away in a split of coyote. Got the short court Cobra Adler, Jack Ruby. Got the long range Vermillion, ain't she a beauty? Beretta and Die Hard, never mind the sequels. Got made all men, Sam Colton made a Meekle. Got the gun that won the West, the 73. I'll take Jimmy Stewart and a day over Clooney. Whatever you are, a psychopath or a hunter, I got what you need. No serial numbers. I am the is and
cotton dealer, baby. I'm the is and the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is and the what, and it is what it is, what it is. One Sten, two Brands, three or four Remingtons, an L2A3 submachine. I got more firepower than the Israeli. I'm that guy. I got a small prey, a gun for display. It doesn't have to shoot to make him do what you say. I got a gun for your wife, a cougar undercover light. I got a pink Taurus for the other lady in your life. Fit in her purse, a gangster verse. Chauffeur all your jealousies away in a hearse. I got a Serb M903, a Civil War Henry. You keep the tax if I get the currency. Buy two, get one free box of ammo. Nice try, dude, but I'll throw in some camo. America wants me, the truth today. The pipe fitters give more juice than the NRA. I am the is in the dark, what? I am the what and the lone that is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is, what it is.
You know what? I did it again. I was so distracted. I was so into myself that I forgot to load up a song again. But that one, I was so into that song. It's so good. It's called Gun Dealer. It is John Brooks from Toronto. And I got to see him at the Mariposa Folk Festival in July. And holy cow, did he rock my world or what? His show, I got to see his show. It wasn't a very long show. It was probably 45 minutes to an hour, somewhere in there. And it was just him solo, but I was just so captivated by the guy. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. It was just it was a life-altering event for me, I'm telling you. And I just had a phenomenal time, so much so that I dragged my poor family down to the Cameron House the very next day in Toronto, dragged them halfway across the bloody town, and probably ruined their evening just so that I could see a little more John Brooks. And man, was it good. Oh, I'd do it again. Oh, I'd do it again. Oh, so good. John Brooks, Mariposa Folk Festival. I can't recommend both of them highly enough for you. Check out the Mariposa sometime. And check out John Brooks if you haven't done so already. He is just a phenomenal talent. I'm trying really hard to get him to come here, but it doesn't make sense for people to come to Winnipeg. It just doesn't. But I'm trying to convince him to do it anyway. And I'm hoping that Corin Raymond can help, because he's good like that. Anyway, next up on my top 10 shows of the year list in September, former Steel Belt the Radio host Gary Scruffy Annable put together the idea, hey, why don't we drive down to Minneapolis to see the Drive-By Truckers and Lydia Lovelace? And it really didn't take a whole lot to convince me. So it was me and Stu and Gary, and we drove down there. And that in and of itself was a hell of a good time. You know, going record shopping with those two guys was a pretty fun time. Even being locked out basically overnight was pretty fun. But of course, we went to see Lydia Lovelace and the Drive-By Truckers at First Avenue, and Lydia, her set was not my favorite set of the year, I don't think. That other guy at that other station last night said her set was better than the Drive-By Truckers, and he was wrong. Because I found it a little boring. It was just her new record, and she wasn't really in much of a mood to talk or anything. Just pretty much plowed through most of the record, and that was it. And it's a pretty laid back, pretty subdued record. So you know, it didn't have the same wow factor that I was kind of hoping for. But the Truckers certainly more than made up for it. We'll hear something from those Drive-By Truckers and their outstanding record from this year, American Band. But first, here's something from Lydia Lovelace from a hell of a great record. It's just, it's not the most lively record in the world. From Real, here's Lydia Lovelace.
six long generations, it's been told. That among the fallen was tradition, that tradition was the mission, and that the wrongness of the sin was not the goal. If you must, compel but not defeat.
Bottom of the lake, a bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, a boy went fishing and drowned it. I had a girl I loved the best, a bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Lord knows Johnny could have loved the rest, but the boy went fishing and drowned it. I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. I had a bottle of a 90 proof, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. I'd take one drink, he'd take two, and the boy went fishing and drowned it. I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. Johnny was a using my good cane pole, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Got so drunk that he couldn't keep a hold, and the boy went fishing and drowned it. Yeah, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned. I say, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. Then what happened I never could tell, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. He never could handle his liquor well, and the boy went fishing and drowned it. And I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned. I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor The boy went fishing and drowned
before you. Where will you fly to this time? Only Jesus will go down the road you're burning. You should be turning to him. How will you wait and be washed in the water when the river is dirty as sin?
Corin Raymond there with a song co-written by the guy who was the co-headliner on one of my absolute favorite shows of the year, one of my favorite local shows of the year for sure. One of only three shows that I found worthy of inclusion that happened here in Winnipeg. And man, oh man, what a show it was. April 7th at the West End. Corin Raymond along with Jonathan Bird and Johnny Wakin. And it was just it was a pretty magical, special thing, and I was blessed to be in attendance, as was everyone else who was lucky enough to be there. Wonderful, wonderful time. We heard The Lie and the Lonesome. Before that, we heard Poor Johnny from Jonathan Bird. Before that, we heard a couple of folks who got to see in Minneapolis on September the 24th the Drive-By Truckers. They have a great, great new album called American Band, and they played that, a bunch of that, and a bunch of favorites, and it was just, it was a pretty rock and pretty amazing show. We heard that song, Surrender Under Protest, from American Band. Before that, we heard Lydia Loveless. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, with Midwestern Guys from her album Real. And we also heard in there John Brooks from his album The Sad and Beautiful Countryside. Is that it? Is it The Sad and Beautiful Countryside? Something like that. I know. The Smiling and Beautiful Countryside. That's it. We heard Gun Dealer. He was the highlight of a pretty solid, pretty stacked Mariposa folk festival. August 12th to 14th was a weekend that that came with a lot of anxiety. It was the year that I've been dreading, the convergence of the two greatest festivals around, at least North America anyway. They happened on the same weekend, which was just, it was a crushing blow, and I didn't quite know what to do. And I chose the Trout Forest for a number of reasons, and in the end, I know that I made the right choice. It was just it was a wonderful, wonderful time out there, as it always is. It's just so relaxing and so peaceful and beautiful and nice, and everybody is so friendly and so wonderful. It's just it's heaven on earth, that festival, I tell you. And somehow, you know, the lineup itself, when you look at it, it doesn't appear to be a lot of stars on the lineup, I guess, but it's just always so solid. And somehow, Professor Nathan always finds a couple that just knock me out of the park and surprise me with how great they really are. This year, there were two acts that that really stole my heart and won the weekend for me. One is the Young Novelists, who we'll hear in just a minute. I just thought that they were absolutely outstanding. The other one is this duo, half from Edmonton, half from the UK. They are wonderful. Here's something from a brand new record which just came out called Hirath. H-I-R-A-E-T-H. I don't know. How do you say it? Not the best album name, but it's beautiful. They're called 100 Mile House, and listen to this. This is just a dose of why I love them so much, Hidden Springs.
Cause summer's round the bend. You made it through these nights using all of your defense. But now has come the time, as the air fills up with dust, to look towards the sky, follow those flocks back to us. Now we head towards the light. Still stand strong. Jack's a beacon in the night. Your sister marches on, but you're struggling with this fight. Things will never be the same, like the carving of a stone. You gotta live within its grooves, take that rubble, make a home. But now we head towards the light.
Always wore see you soon.
We grope in the gloom of this stale hired room, yeah. I'm a real performer. I swallow this rum and blow coke up your bum.
Get the money, don't leave anything behind. Just some pieces of your heart, fragments of your mind.
Something less than a whisper and just a flicker of her eye, she could hold the whole room in her one dry palm, have them eating out of her mouth and leave them hanging out to dry.
We leave tonight straight after the show. Try for a while and get two cheap rooms. Get up.
Damascus again at 30,000 feet. I'm crying, but I can't find a reason. Missing all my new friends that I'll never meet again.
Get the money, don't leave anything behind. Just some pieces of your heart, a fragment.
Trough today. Is this Lawrence or Columbia? I just can't tell. It's my midweek crisis. Locked in my cell in the wrist job motel.
Get the money, don't leave anything behind. Just some pieces of your heart, fragments of your.
He was certainly dead before he hit the floor. It's the only way to go, man, go. That's what he always said. After all those hours of waiting, all the bottles and the beds.
Get the money.
There is the great John Langford and his Sadies with a song called Are You an Entertainer from an album called Mayors of the Moon. Probably the greatest workshop I've ever seen at any folk festival anywhere. Perhaps the greatest workshop that's ever happened at any folk festival anywhere. I can't imagine anything better than seeing the Mini Mekons, which was John Langford and Sally Timms, along with Rico Bell, joined by Bonnie Prince Billy, Robbie Fulks, and the Sadies. Just the most entertaining thing I think I've ever seen. Everybody playing together on every song, just trading back and forth songs, and just an absolutely outstanding thing. Just a highlight of my life, I think. That workshop, and having the family come along to Calgary for that folk festival was especially great. Oh, it was just, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that is definitely one of my favorite events of the year. Before that, we heard the Young Novelists with a song called Always Make the Mistake. I just never get tired of that song. That might be a perfect song. From the album Made Us Strangers, that is the Young Novelists, and they were certainly a highlight of the Trout Forest Music Festival this year, as well as 100 Mile House, who we heard before that, with Hidden Springs from their brand new album. And hopefully we will see both of those acts through again, and I have begged and pleaded and done everything I can to get them to come and play the Sunset Saloon, so hopefully that'll happen in the not-too-distant future. Also, we didn't play anything but the best house concert of the year, the most surprising, outstanding, unbelievable thing I saw in anybody's living room this year was C.R. Avery at the Stew Dome on December the 1st. And it was just one of those things where you never know what to expect from C.R. And he set up this pretty elaborate show with with a light show and a full band and everything in the living room, and just had me on the edge of my seat the entire time. It was pretty great. Pretty great indeed. Hey, it's after 8 o'clock. We haven't taken any kind of a commercial break yet. And we're still going. It's still Steel Belted Radio. It's supposed to end at 8 o'clock. Normally you'd be listening to Venus Envy. Amanda's smart enough to stay home. Penny Lane's smart enough to stay home. Even Boris is smart enough to stay home. So I'll be here for a good long while playing you good songs. But I should probably play some commercials. Apparently Jared's coming by, and I just want one less thing for him to yell at me for. So I'll play a couple of commercials. We'll take a break. Hopefully you'll stick around with us. The fun will continue as we carry on with the Steel Belted Marathon after a couple of these. Please stay around.